get a chance to sit down with Dolphins corner Byron Maxwell. And Byron, back in the building around the guys, this is kind of like your comfort zone as a football player. What's it like back being in the building?
Definitely, it's definitely exciting, man. It's a lot of new energy. We're feeling good. Excited about the season, man. That's why, I think we can build off this last season we had and really do some special things here, man. It's about time.
Well, yeah, you make the playoffs, and you talk about building. You know, this is a team and a franchise that hadn't been to the playoffs in quite a long time. What was that experience like for you with your first year being a member of this organization?
Obviously, it was great. When you get in here, having success right away, being able to build from it, and then we got younger guys that got that experience. So looking at it as a team is even better. We can go so much further than what we had. We lost our quarterback. We had a lot of key pieces missing, So it's like, man, what can we do if all these guys stay healthy? That's a big thing. Every team got to stay healthy in the league. But I'm excited about it.
And with yourself, too, playing 13 games last year, you probably had a look at the other side and see Xavier Howard out for an extended period of time, limited with Tony Lippett with his experience being at the cornerback spot. How did you kind of guide those guys along and give them some of your experience at the position?
I just try to help any way I can help, any way I can. If they ask me a question, try to be truthful and just transparent as possible. And I just think leading by example really is the way to go. Yeah, you can say it, but you got to do it too, and that helps.
Well, you led by example on the field. You had a couple of interceptions. You had four forced fumbles, always getting your hands on the football. When you critique yourself, what did you like about your game last year, and where do you want to take it in 2017?
Man, I always pride myself on being a playmaker. Things might not go right in the game, but I want to hear my name called at least once or twice a game with a big play. I'm getting that ball. It's no better feeling than having that ball in your hand. So that's one of the things I look forward to. I always pride myself on I'm trying to be. And just really just starting out stronger. You know what I'm saying? I started a little slow last year. So, I might have to get better shape. I don't know what it is, but you always gotta build and be ready for it. And just being a better leader, probably.
Talk about being stronger. Nothing stronger than the U.S. military. And you had a chance to go overseas and take part in a great trip. Tell us about where you went to, who you went with. I know there was a couple other NFL players. And what that experience was like for you.
It was great. I had a great time. It was Cameron Jordan and Delaney Walker that went with me, two Pro Bowlers. Those guys, a lot of fun. We had a great time. We laughed every day. We went to Kuwait, the first trip. We visited two bases there. We went to Abu Dhabi, and we visited a base there. And we went to Bahrain, and we visited a base there. It was all great cities.
What was it like interacting with the troops? They had to be happy to see guys from the States and professional players coming and sharing some time with those guys.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a couple of Dolphins fans over there.
Did you convert any? Anybody convert?
I was trying
to.
I really was. I had a couple. I was trying to give out some merchandise, some apparel.
That's right. It usually does the trick.
Yeah, it went them over. We definitely have more fans than Titans, that's for sure. it was a great time. The troops, were very receptive. Most of them was thanking us, just to spend that time and, take that time to come out here in the off season, just to show them, we support, we love you and, thank you for, all you're doing for the country. It was at a great time, visiting those guys.
It sounds like a great time, and we look forward to spending more time with you as these OTAs start and preseason as we lead up to the regular season. So, Byron, good luck in 2017, and look forward to catching up with you real soon.
Thank you, man. Go Fins.